This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs 7, verses 4 and 5. Say unto wisdom, Thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger that flattereth with her words. Here are two more words of advice on the subject of wisdom. This is a recurring subject in Proverbs, and for good reason. True wisdom on any subject is hard to find. When a man is an authority on a subject, the world beats a path to his door. Students choose a university because of the presence of an expert in the field of their chosen study. They choose a seminary or medical school on the same basis. They want to be exposed to the wisdom of that professor in order that they, in turn, may be more useful to the world. In this passage, Solomon encourages an intimate acquaintance with godly wisdom, the kind of knowledge that you have of your own brother and sister. Two kids who grow up together really know each other, and there grows a fondness that is deep and lasting. When our daughter Becky was married, our younger son felt her departure very deeply. We had taken a trip to the East Coast immediately after the wedding, and upon returning home, Randy asked that we keep the door closed to what had been Becky's room. He said, "When it's closed, I can pretend she's still there." They had had their squabbles like any other brother or sister, but in the final analysis, there was a love there that was very deep. This is the relationship to wisdom that Solomon encourages. Say unto wisdom, Thou art my sister. Wisdom is to be something we dearly love and take delight in. If we mentally review the positive effects of wisdom on our lives and the dangers of ignorance, we freely understand the reason why. The second thing he mentions is that wisdom is a defense. This is seen in every area of life. If I am aware of the fact that there are mosquitoes around that carry malaria, I will sleep under a mosquito netting. If I know there are sharks in the water, I will swim with extreme caution. If there are thieves in the neighborhood, I will keep my doors locked at night. If the local merchant is a crook, I will make my purchases somewhere else. My wisdom on these matters is my defense against them. Here he cites the dangers of the strange woman who flatters with her words. He warns against her. If we know where acquaintance with her will lead, we will avoid her at all costs. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. There are two kinds of defense. One is a good, positive offense that leads us to avoid all this by being engaged in that which is wholesome and good. The other is to simply avoid the unnecessary contact that is prompted by the temptation dumped on us daily by the entertainment world, the literature of the day, and unwholesome companions. Wisdom will lead us aright. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Join us on Daily Discipleship.